I guess there can't be a better time to share about love than now when Valentine is just around the corner. But just wait a moment. Our challenge today is to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. And this is because love influences our actions, utterances, and also our interactions. I don't think I've got a very good example as to how we could love our enemies. And that's why I want to begin by asking a question to all of us. Why do we have enemies? I don't know what your answer is. But one thing that I know is that sometimes this just occurs naturally. It could be due to our personality differences or preferences. Our taste that sometimes doesn't seem to rhyme with others' people. I believe most of us in our lifetime, we've hated something, if not someone. And sometimes, this one is not under our control. Sometimes it's just our emotional response to whatever that we are experiencing. And the way we carry it on means so much because it affects our day-to-day living and experiences. For example, it could be that noisy neighbor of yours who's always blasting music at the odd hours when you're trying to catch your wink. Or that guy who just parks next to your driveway, blocking you, and you can't drive out of your driveway sometimes. It could be, for those of us who are in school, our friends who don't like sharing their goodies, or even those who always spoil our fun whenever we meet as a guide, scouts, cubs, beavers, or wherever groups that we meet. It could be that church member who talks too much. And in my case, sometimes I quote my older sisters who always want to mother me, even at my age. I mean, we got all reasons as to why we could hate someone or something. But it's this hatred that gives rise to the rise of enmity and creates enemies to us. But I must confess, it's not easy, as the scripture has, the gospel has challenged us today, to love our enemies and also to pray for them. And this gives me an opportunity to ask you another question and also to answer it to yourself. What is God's love like? And the gospel reading that we've had today, St. Luke, shows us that God doesn't discriminate. He causes the sun to rise to the good people and to the evil people. He sends rain, summertime, wintertime, spring, to the righteous and also to the unrighteous people. God portrays, or is rather portrayed, as someone who is very fair. But I don't think we as human beings can compare to him. And I presume that's why I am not God. Because if I was to be God, then some of those people who are not good to me in my terms would have it very rough in their lives. And I want to believe the same to you. How would you do, or what would you do, if you just had 1 hour to act as God? If we were only to love those people that love us, if we were only to greet or say hi to the people who do the same to us, just think how thin our circle of influence would be. And that's why the challenge to us this morning is very simple. Me and you are called to love. It's our duty to show love, not only to the people that love us, but to every part of God's creation. The world is in dire need of love. There's so much hatred, division. I mean, our faith and our religious beliefs have set us apart from other people. Our politics of intolerance. We've been racially profiled and categorized into various people. We've seen in many places in this world where foreigners have been classified and set apart. And it's we as Christians today that are called to show and share in this love. We are called to love and pray. And my prayer this morning is that our call to love could give us the energy to speak against this evil, to lobby for those of us who are good at that, protest, advocate for the truth, as it's happening in many parts of the world and America this time. Our love, our calling to love, to share with those people who are in need. And if we can do all that, then we can pray for the people who are in positions of influence and leadership to make sound judgment and for the universality of love and equality to be shown to all people. I mean, I believe that prayer works. Brothers and sisters, as I conclude, we are called to be perfect in love, just as God has been shown. I pray that as we leave this sanctuary today, that me and you will be challenged and will be ready to share that little Christian love that is in us, not only to the people that we know, but also to the people that are unknown to us. And that we bring a ritual heaven down here, for this is the truth of our calling. We are called to love. Amen.